Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.
Parcel's self-titled debut album, which you're hearing all this week, it is our feature album. Patrick from the band joins you right now via Skype in Berlin. And you're just at your flat right now, are you, Patrick?
I am. Midnight Skype call from the flat.
Ooh.
G'day.
Hello and congratulations. What an incredible achievement to have your debut album out. We've loved featuring it. How's it? How have you been celebrating in Berlin?
We've been celebrating on tour, actually. We've been touring around Europe, playing a lot of shows. It's been really special because it was kind of a mixed emotion releasing the album. It felt like the end of something. But once we got out there into the world and started playing it live, we could see all the energy coming back and that people were really into it. So it feels great.
So what made you guys decide to move to Berlin initially, straight out of school?
It wasn't something we thought about a great deal, to be honest. I think we had the same feeling that a lot of people have in Australia and in Byron. We just wanted to go out and see the world, you know.
So you guys have been a band since school?
Yeah, well, we played in a lot of different bands in high school, a lot of different genres and styles, but this band we kind of settled on right at the end of high school.
Right. What other sort of bands were you in? What other sort of styles did you guys play?
We had a couple of folk bands. I used to play in a duo with Louis, just really soft kind of folk music. And then we also had like a bluegrass project where we would go into the streets of Byron with like three or four of us with a banjo and just like yell in three-part harmony, ridiculous American bluegrass songs to the drunk tourists. Jules was in a metal band. We had a funk band. We did kind of everything.
That's interesting because it sort of feels like a few of those different genres would have informed this band, particularly in the harmonies from the kind of like blues and bluegrass.
Absolutely. And that was something, especially with this album, that we really set out to kind of explore and to represent more of our past. The folk stuff in the harmonies, all the funk stuff is quite obvious. Even the metal stuff, like Jules's background in metal, it's kind of come through in some groove elements, you know, it's all there.
Yeah, you're very much your sound and your aesthetic, the whole look of everything you do feels quite 70s inspired. Was that an influence of your parents or?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, musically, we're all influenced by what our parents had around, what they listened to.
There sound like there are bands that you would all kind of agree on that you all enjoy and all are inspired by. Are there any bands or artists that kind of divide Parcels?
Definitely. the big division is on Drake, I would say. We've got Noah and Louis and Toto, though he was slower on board, are kind of avid Drake fans. They love it and they love, you know, blaring it in the van, where Jules and I are a little bit less on board. But, you know, we have our moments.
Veronica, Lewis, Triple J.